Hello and welcome to our pre-show here. We are in Florida, as you know. We're in the central Florida regions and actually drove a bit today and saw a bit of the central Florida area. You know, I was in Orlando, as many people know, or maybe you don't know, but anybody that listens to me blather on, they know that I spent the first 73, and then I left and went back to California for about a year. It was 73, right? 73, 74, 75. And I went to California for about a half a year. Then I went up to upstate New York, then back down to central Florida for another two. So by basically 73 through 78, 5 years, and then headed out to New Orleans, Miami, and then back then to L.A. in the fall of 78. So I kind of crammed the New Orleans and Miami experience into about a 8 month to a year period. But before all of that, it was Orlando, and my first radio station here was WBJW 1440, The Entertainer. I mean, it was a real 1960s, middle of the road, as they used to call the music in those days, middle of the road. So because I had my start, I mean, I grew up listening to rock and roll. I went to all kinds of concerts as a, you know, I was a well-rounded young stoner of the 60s, late 60s, early 70s. But because I started my radio career in middle-of-the-road radio, middle-of-the-road music, because I was willing to get my any experience I could anywhere, a lot of the people that I ran into at Album Rock Radio in a couple, 3 years later when I got into it were like, well, you know, what do you really know about the music, you know? You're an M.O.R., man. Yeah, I know, man. I know. That must make me super fucking lame. But guess what, dude? I think I saw Led Zeppelin in 1968 at the Anaheim Convention Center. Have you ever fucking seen them? And the answer would come back, on TV. Anyway, I don't mean to be bitter. I'll put that behind me. I'll put all those feelings of hatred and bitterness. I'm kidding. So, Orlando has a significant place in my memory. Fell in love here, almost got married here. Now I'm back here with a girl I love. When she was in South Florida, I met her in South Florida, Jackie and I. So it's kind of interesting. But we went out today to Merritt Island. You know, it's funny, Titusville, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Vero Beach, all these places were just places in the middle of a weather forecast when I was doing it on the air, like Central Florida weather, partly cloudy right now in Melbourne, it's this, in Titusville, it's such and such, in Vero Beach, I never been to these places, Cocoa Beach, but today we went to Cocoa Beach, which I thought was a fucking gas. I don't know how many of you guys have been through the little village of Cocoa Beach Village. There's like a soul food joint there, there's a bunch of tattoo parlors, but the place that I thought was fascinating was this, it's like a blues club where you can get a tattoo and get soul food. I don't know the name of this place. It's a bistro. A fucking cool looking place that I literally wanted to stop the car and get out of and go into. But it was like 10 o'clock in the morning. I don't think it was open. But anyway, we went over to the beach, Melbourne Beach, and you know, then we cruised down a place called Tropical Trail. Just awesome looking houses, man. They're right on the Indian River, I think, or it might be the Indian Atlantic Lagoon or whatever the hell it's called. We went over a place called the Banana River, which got me into a whole bit, you know. There's things that have happened at the Banana River. Like what? I don't want to get into it. Terrible things. The Banana River. No, I won't go to the Banana River. I will never go back to the Banana River. Was that bad, huh? Well, I can tell you're not taking me seriously. When you hear the words Banana River, people shrink in horror. There's the Banana River and one other river. But I don't know where the Banana River begins and this other river ends or vice versa. So, put it all together and what do you got? A fascinating stay here with my girl. And where Jackie is right now, she's on a lake. And there's a lot of wildlife, a lot of storks, a lot of cranes, a lot of singing ducks, a lot of really cool-looking animals. And that's the one thing I'd say about Florida. It has lots of wildlife and really cool. A lot of aviary wildlife, a lot of birds, you know, flamingos, shit like that. You know, lots of animals that don't look like they could exist anywhere else. You know, they got these cranes and storks. And what are those ones that the University of Miami's mascot is a, what is the name of that damn bird? Anyway, starts with an I. We got a ton of those. And so, yeah, cool. There's also a drive-through. The shit they got in Florida, man, as opposed to California, the shit they have here in Central Florida as opposed to California, they have a drive-through car wash that's like a membership thing, man. I've never seen this in California. A membership drive-through car wash, and there's a guy standing there to help you choose what kind of wash you want. And it's very modern. It's two stories tall. It's goofy. They also have like these coffee kiosks. Now, I know I've seen them in Oregon, and they probably have them in California, but in the LA area, I don't see too many of them. This is a place called Seven Brew. It's a kiosk, and you drive up. They got three different lanes to drive up, and you order your coffee, and you get your ass. I know that Starbucks has drive-thru. I'm not talking about that, because Starbucks has a walk-in restaurant and that kind of shit. I'm talking about a kiosk strictly for ordering coffee and then splitting, you know, taking out coffee. Maybe I don't get around enough. Maybe I've been in Ventura too long and they got this shit done in L.A., but these kiosks and these drive-up membership car washes, I'll ask my buddy Don if there's anything that's happening in the world that I don't know about, he will. Why is that? I don't know. I don't think it's any special talent. It's just that I don't know shit. So, you know. So that's the other thing that I see. The area that we're in here is brand spanking new. It looks like it's recently developed. Went to the best fucking sushi bar the other night. Nobody there. It was a Saturday night, too. Fantastic. The guy brought a thing to the table that was a smoking dish. I got a thing called a lollipop sushi roll. Because it was wrapped in cucumber with a little chopstick through it. It looked like a damn lollipop. And then he brought it to the table, and it was under a covered dish. And as soon as he pulled away the covered dish, all this smoke came pouring out of it. It smelled like there'd been a wood fire underneath this thing. Crazy. But no one in the joint. On a Saturday night? So likewise with a lot of the places around here. I don't know, man. I think Jackie says to me, it's because they roll the fucking sidewalks up around here at 9 o'clock. So maybe that's it. That's the other thing about Florida. Other than like South Beach, Miami, and places like that, everybody goes to bed early around here. Maybe it's because the retired people they have. I don't know. But having said all of that, this is our pre-show for Tuesday. I'm very happy you've joined me. And love you. Love you deeply and dearly. I'm trying to come up with a cool name. This is J. Paul Huddleston, KHJ 2020 News. Anybody remember that one? Because I'm not about to explain it.